在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is The Alps from the Plain. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States,And Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. The Alps from the Plain. Many of you have seen some part of the Alps, I suppose. They're spectacular, aren't they? I saw a small part of them recently from a plane. I was travelling from the south of France up to Germany. Luckily, I was sitting next to a window.So I could look at every detail as we flew over. Now, typically, when you take a photo from a plane, it won't come out very well at all. The plane windows aren't the clearest, for sure. And it's impossible to control the light. Add to that the fact that my camera is a little cheapo. I certainly didn't expect to get a good result from any of my pictures taken on the plane.So I snapped away when I could. When I got home, I looked at what I had taken, deleted most of them, and then edited a couple that had come out well. I use an editing software by Google called Picasa. You can do all sorts of things with it. You can crop the photos, which means to cut them. Then you can add color, texture, shadow, and definition.You can even add text, which means writing. One of my photos was taken at a strange angle, so I used the straightening option to give it a better perspective. A couple of years ago, I decided to create nice portraits of my children. I looked through our collection of different school photos and those taken at home. I scanned them into my computer,edited them, saved them onto an SD card, and then printed large versions of them in a sepia tone. Sepia is a lovely dark beige or light brown colour that gives the photo a soft, sometimes older look. These photos now hang formally in frames going up the stairs.I'm so thrilled that this software can improve photos. Now I have a beautiful snapshot of the Alps that I otherwise would have deleted. Grammar notes. Expressions. Typically. Typically, this shopping centre is packed with people on Saturday mornings.Typically, this shopping centre is packed with people on Saturday mornings. Text. You must edit that text. It is full of errors. You must edit that text. It's full of errors. Formal. That dress is too formal for our casual get-together. That dress is too formal for our casual get-together.Well, that's the end of the podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your comments and your emails. Remember, you can always send me an email to acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And I promise to email you back. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.